just how important are other believers in your life as a Christian? We're going to talk about that today in the Word. Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Day in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer. Thank you for joining us. We're in chapter 16 of Romans. Can you believe it? And we're going to be covering some interesting thoughts today by just naming people. How important are people to you? I'm impressed as Paul remembers these believers, 29 in all, that he names also connected with what house church they're in, what believers they're in. Some of them he's known in other areas of ministry, but he's not actually been to Rome. So some of these he would not have personally visited, but he has such a connection in the body of Christ. As I read through these today, let it happen to you what has happened to me. A deeper appreciation for those whom God has called alongside me to labor, because God has put us together, hasn't he? It's called divine connections. He already listed 7 that we referred to in our earlier teachings. There's 29 people that he mentioned. So we're going to pick up at verse 8 and read down through verse 16. And I want you to follow along with us and listen and think about people that are significant to you as Paul identifies these. Greet Ampilus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the house of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my countrymen. Greet those who are in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus and Phlegon and Hermas and Patrobus and Hermes and the brethren who are with them. And greet Philolochus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. Wow. As he walks through these individuals, he identifies their work, their labor, their significance, and their connections. Even referring to one saint who is like a mother to me, he says. Others who have labored alongside the saints. What I see in this, as I mentioned earlier, is a deep appreciation. How could he remember their names? Some of them he had not actually met. How could he have recalled the significance of their place? It speaks to my heart about how focused I need to be on people. I can be task-oriented. I know my personality style is to be so focused on task that sometimes I can miss the people. And God's always speaking to me. People matter to God, and that's what matters. And I see that in the heart of Paul the Apostle, because he realizes people make up the church. That is the body of Christ. That's whom we are purchased together by the blood of Jesus. That's whom we're connected with. We're part of the same bride. Man, I love the church, and I want that to be in all of our heart, to embrace whom Christ has redeemed and who he placed around you, not to know them after the flesh, not to know them with all of their problems, but to know the gifts of Christ that's within them, the value of their faithfulness. Notice how Paul identified certain areas of faithfulness and hard work in the Lord, and how they were diligent to labor, and how they gave themselves to one another, and how they met in this house and that house. It is so important on a day-to-day basis. We don't even realize. We think, well, I've not done anything great. I've not done anything greatly significant. Yes, you have. By giving your life to Christ and laboring in the gospel and sharing your faith and loving others and being there, you have no idea the importance that you have. It appears to me that Paul would not have even been able to accomplish what he was able to do had it not been by significant people that God placed in his life. That's why he had such a desire to come to them in Rome, because he knew that these whom he had worked with and connected with now are there in Rome with people he had not yet met. And his heart longed for them because he knew the prize that was available. As we wrap up the book of Romans in the next few lessons, Paul will give warnings, but don't lose this bit of challenge that people matter to God. I want to ask myself today, I'm going to ask you, who comes to your mind when I was reading that list? Who was God reminding you that he's placed in your life? Let's greet them. Let's bless them today. Thank you for joining us today in the Word.